Uyuraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll begin on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph by the second line, Amar Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara is coming off of what we discussed on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. We mentioned over there Machlekes from Nachman Rav Sheshes regarding Tumas Hutra Betzibur or Tumas Dechuya Betzibur. According to Rav Nachman, Tumas Hutra Betzibur, which means that we say that there is no Isser Tumah. There's no Isser Tumah there. And according to Rav Sheshes, Tumas Dechuya Betzibur, which means we understand that there is Be'etzim and Isser. It's just that the Avaida is Deiche, the Tumah. The Avaida is, it trumps the Tumah. But Be'etzim there is an Isser Tumah. And the Gemara mentioned one nafkamina would be whether or not we have to try to avoid doing the Avaida B'tumah. According to Rav Nachman, the Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, there is no Isser Tumah, so there's no reason to try to avoid it, because there's no Isser B'chlal, there's no Isser Tumah. However, Lefi Rav Sheshes, that Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, Be'etzim there is an Isser, just the Avaida trumps the Isser Tumah, so then Avada, if we could have, let's say, a Tara Kain do the Avaida, so then we'll make sure to get out of it, because there is still Be'etzem and Isser there. And then on Zainam and Aleph, we'll see soon that there's another nafkamina is regarding the tzitz. The tzitz, the head plate that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was mechaper for certain things. So the fear of Nachman, that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, so there's no, you don't need to come onto the tzitz. You don't need to come onto the tzitz to be meratzed, to make it to be machshir, the carbon that's brought b'tumah, because there is no Isser Tumah. However, the fear of Sheish is that Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, so then we need to come onto the tzitz, as well. We need to come onto the tzitz to be machshir the carbon. So now says the Gemara, I'm Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, Mina Minula, how do I know that Tumah is only Dechuya B'tzibur? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Hayayimidu Makriv Minchas Aimer, Vinit Mesbiyada, if you have the coin, he's being Makriv, the carbon Aimer, and it gets Tame, it becomes Tame while it's in his hand, so Aimer, he tells someone else there, Umevian Acheres Tachta, and they bring him a different carbon Aimer. A Tara one. Vim Eitram Elihi, but if that's the only one, so then, Aimrim Lahavi Pikeachu Shtaiks. Then we tell him, be smart and be quiet, don't make a big scene. But Lamaisa, what do you see from here? Katani Mias, it says, that Aimer Muvi and Acheres Tachtel. The ratio of the Brisa says that if we have another option, if we have a Tara carbon Aimer, so we say to go get it. So you see, we try to avoid the Tumah. If we were trying to avoid the Tumah, it must be that there is Be'etim and Isser Tumah, and Tumah is only Dechuya B'tzibur, not Hutra B'tzibur. So it's a Kashran Rav Nachman, who said that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Medina Hecha Dika Shirayim Lachila. Rav Nachman will tell you that even though Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, and there's no reason to try to avoid the Tumah, any time where there's parts of the carbon that gets eaten, Shirayim Lachila, so then we'll try to avoid the Tumah. And the reason Rashi says is because even though there's no problem in being makrevit b'tumah, l'maisa, you're not going to be able to eat the carbon afterwards. You're still not going to be able to eat it afterwards. And since you won't be able to eat it afterwards, we're going to miss out on the mitzvah of achilas kachim. And so because we don't want to miss out on that mitzvah of achilas kachim, so therefore we say to try to avoid the tumah. So nothing to do with the actual akrava. The akrava is completely beseder. There's no reason to try to avoid the tumah. But we don't want to miss out on the mitzvah of achilas kachim, and that's why we try to avoid it over here. That's what Rav Nachman would tell you. Meis v'efrek the Gemara another kashrin Rav Nachman. Hayamakriv u'minchas parim ve'elim u'kvasim. If the kain was being makriv, the mincha that gets brought along with parim elim u'kvasim v'nit meis b'yado, and the mincha became tamei, so aymer mevien acharis tachteo, he tells them, he's someone else there, and they bring him another mincha to be brought with the parim elim u'kvasim. Then ancham elihi, however, if that's the only karim mincha available, so aymerim lo yehavi pikeach u'shtaik. So we tell him to be smart and not make a scene, but the point is that the Reisha says that we try to avoid it. So my love, parim elim u'kvasim dechag, aren't we talking about the parim elim u'kvasim of the shalosh regalim? Literally it means sukkis, but Tais Riha Labin says lav dafka. We really mean any of the shalosh regalim. Aren't we talking about the karbanis of the shalosh regalim, which are karbanis tzibur that are brought at a specific time of the year? It's a specific date that the carbon has to be brought, and yet still we see, even though it's a carbon tzibur that's kavur leizman, still you see that we try to avoid the iser tumah. So it's a kashan Rav Nachman who says that tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Rav Nachman, no, we're not talking about the parim elim u'kvasim dechag. Parim is referring to the parim v'dezara. It's referring to Bezdin makes a mistake in Hayra, and Klai Yisrael's Nichshol in Isra of Avedah Zara. So the halacha is that they bring a par la'ayla, and that par la'ayla requires Nisachim. It needs a Minchas Nisachim. And we're talking about that Mincha that became Tameh. Afal Gavit Tziburhu, which even though it's a carbon Tzibur, the power of a desire shall tzibur. So even though it's a power of a desire, it's even though it's a carbon tzibur, kaven delay kaviyaleis man, since there's no set time where they have to bring it, so therefore mahadrina. So therefore we try to avoid doing it betumah, we try to do it betaira. Now, if there's nothing else, if there's no other carbon, if there's no other part to bring, no other mincha to bring, so then we'll bring it betumah and we'll rely on the tzitz. But here we're not coming on to the din hutra. Here, because it's not kvileh zman, so there's no din of hutra. There is be'etzim and iser tumah there, and if there's another carbon that, if there's another mincha that we could use instead, so we'll try to use that one instead. And Elim, when the Braisa says Elim, the mincha that's brought with Elim, Elim is referring to Be'elo Shel Aaron. It's referring to the aisle that Aaron HaKohen, or in general, the Kohen Gadol, brings his own personal aisle, La'ayla on Yom Kippur, the Afel Gav the Kvileh Zman, even though there's a set time to bring it, and therefore you would think that we should apply the Din Hotra. No, Kaven the Yachidu, since it's a carbon Yachid, it's the Kohen's own personal aisle, so therefore Mahadrin, and therefore we try to bring it betaira, even though it's kvileh zman, because it's only a carbon yachid, so we'll try to bring it betaira. And kvasim is talking about the keves haba ima aimer. It's talking about the keves bra with the carbon aimer, which betzem it's kvileh zman and it's a carbon zibur. But here dika shirayim lachila. Here there's a different reason why we try to bring it betaira, even though here we will say tumah hutcha betzibur. It's a carbon zibur and it's kvileh zman, but it's ika shirayim lachila. There's part of it that gets eaten, and like we said before, then any time there's leftovers, there's parts of the carbon that get eaten, so then we don't. Then we try to bring a betairus that we don't miss out on the mitzvah of achilas kachem. But either way, so there's no kasha from this brayso and Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman will tell you that each case is talking about a specific type of carbon which has its own reason why we try to bring it betaira. If you have dam that became tameh and was sprinkled on the mizbeach, so the halacha is b'shoigig, if it was done by mistake, so then hortza, so then the tzitz is maratza, and the tzitz will be machshir the carbon, and you can now go ahead and even eat the basar of the carbon. But mezid, however, if this was done by mezid, so then lo hurts us. Then the tzitz is not meratza. Rashi says midrabanan, and we don't allow them to eat the basar, because being that they did it by mezid, so we can ask them. But either way, what do you see from here? You see that you need to come onto the tzitz. So it sounds like tumah is only dechuya, not hutra. Says the Gemara, no, kitani ahid yachid. It's talking about a carbon yachid, a carbon that doesn't have a set time to be brought, and therefore we need to come on. Then even Rav Nachman agrees by such a carbon that we don't say hutra. Rav Nachman only said tumah hutra b'tzibur, by a carbon that has a set time. But by a carbon yachid, a carbon that doesn't have a set time, so there we don't apply the rule of tumah hutra b'tzibur, and therefore we need to come on to the tzitz. Tashema, affect the Gemara, another kashon Rav Nachman. Amat, it's meratze. For what is the tzitz meratze to be machshir the carbon? Al hadam, val habasar, val achil of shenitma. It's meratze, whether it's the dam that became tameh, or the basar that became tameh, or the chalev that became tameh. Any part of the carbon that became tameh, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezin, whether it happened b'shoigig or b'mezin, bein b'aynis, bein b'ratzin, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, whether it happened b'yachid or b'tzibur. In all these cases, the tzitz is meratze. So what do you see from here? That you need to come on to the tzitz, even for a tzibur, you still need to come on to the tzitz. The tzitz is, we need to be, the tzitz is maratza, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Now, v'yisal kodai toch tumah hetzer b'tzibur, and now if you're gonna say like Rav Nachman, that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so lamali b'tzuye. So why do you need to come on to the tzitz to be maratza? Says the Gemara, tutarutzim. Amr lecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will tell you, ki katani atzitz meratza adi yachid. Enachanami, when the Braisa says, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, that the tzitz is meratza, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, it's only going on yachid. The tzitz is meratza on the yachid. The fact that the Braisa mentions tzibur, Rashi says, is just because it has the same halacha, that lamaisa the carbon's kosher. But tzibur, it's kosher for a different reason. It's kosher because tumah hutcha b'tzibur. You don't need to come on to the tzitz. But there's no kasha from here, Rav Nachman, because the Braisa only means to say that the tzitz is maratza by a yachid. But by a tzibur in a chanami, you don't need to come on to the tzitz. V'bayis ema, or you could say, that afilu tema b'tzibur, that when it says that the tzitz is maratza, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, so it's going even on the case of tzibur, that you need to come on to the tzitz. Ah, if tumba is hutra b'tzibur, so why do you need to come on to the tzitz? There is no iser tumba, so why do you need to come on to the tzitz? B'hanach delay kviel huzman. It's talking about a specific type of carbon tzibur that doesn't have a specific time to be brought. And being that there's no set time to bring it, so then even Rav Nachman agrees that by such a case, there is Be'atzim and Isser Tuma. We don't say Hutra. We don't say that the Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. There is Be'atzim and Isser Tuma, and therefore we need to come on to the Tzitz to be Meratzeh.